The familiar hum of neon may not be a sound that people are drawn to, but the look, the bright colors, the flashing lights, that's another story. And while neon may not be as popular as it was back in its heyday, for some in Denver, it's an art form worth keeping the light on for. KUNC Arts and Culture reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Maury's neon display.
Trends in neon signage have changed a lot since Glenn Westlow opened Maury's Neon with his father, the shop's namesake, back in 1985.
My weekends and stuff, when he would work, I would go in with him and watch and learn. And so it kind of got into my blood. I didn't think I would continue it after he was gone.
Westlow and his dad created several of Denver's more iconic signs, including those for Union Station and the former Wonder Bread Bakery. But as for neon itself, very little has changed.
The way it's manufactured, it's done exactly the same way that it started in 1923.
Glass tubes are shaped and then coated with minerals called phosphors. The phosphors are illuminated by electrodes placed at each end of the tube. That ignites the gases, neon and argon, and voila! Over the decades, Westlow says neon has gone from the ultra-modern googie style of the 1950s and 60s to the less flashy pan-channel lettering that was popular in the strip malls of the 80s and 90s. And then around 2010...
all those pan-channel letters in the shopping centers went to LED.
Neon was going out of style. Businesses were coming and going too fast to make investing in a big neon sign seem worthwhile. And if they already had one, they weren't willing to spend the money to maintain or restore it. They'd let it go dark, or to the landfill.
You know, I just seen one too many of these signs get taken down.
That's Corky Scholl.
And I just decided that enough is enough. I need to actually do something about this. You know, I didn't know what I could do or what I should do.
So in 2012, Scholl created Save the Signs. The Facebook page is dedicated to promoting and preserving Colorado's neon heritage. 2 years later, Colorado Preservation, Inc. added all of the neon signs along Colfax Avenue to its list of most endangered places.
People just started taking them for granted. You know, they were everywhere.
According to Scholl, neon became so ubiquitous in the 1960s and 70s that the bright lights eventually just lost their shine.
And that's unfortunate, because you look at some of the signs that have been lost, and it just breaks your heart.
Some signs even became illegal. In the 1970s, Denver and other cities began to see the increase in flashy neon signs as a hazard to motorists, and banned features like flashing or chasing lights. For decades, the sign for Pete's Kitchen on Colfax showed a chef holding a pan with a pancake. This year, the owner filed for and received a variance allowing that pancake to once again flip through the air and land on a plate, the way it was designed to. And it's not the only one.
Now it's more art and more exposed neon. A lot of retro, a lot of restoring projects.
Today, there's only two neon shops left in Denver. And Glenn Westlow says he's doing almost as many restoration projects as he is new ones. Right now, he's working on the sign for Eddie Bowen's Pig and Whistle. The Denver Diner was owned by the boxing mogul, and a place where politicians, professional athletes, and movie stars rubbed elbows. It was even featured in a scene in the 1978 Clint Eastwood film, Every Which Way But Loose.
Right turn, Clyde.
The building burned down in 2010, but the sign survived. Now, despite the fact that the new business is a marijuana dispensary, the owners are still restoring the sign.
That's very rare that a business owner embraces the history of a place like that.
Which is why Corky Scholl accumulates discarded neon from restaurants, bars, and businesses. He calls it accumulating because he'd rather not be a collector.
My goal is to keep them where they're at, you know, keep them on the street and just raise appreciation and awareness of these signs so that the owners don't want to take them down. They realize they have something special.
But to Glenn Westlow, neon's allure is obvious. He says he has tubes that are more than 70 years old and still burning bright.
With neon, there isn't an element or anything to burn out. You know, if it's processed right, it should last forever.
For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.